This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Monday, an enormous Monday. We're going to talk about violence tonight. What, Chris? It'll be fine. We're going to talk about violence, the necessity of violence. I'll explain in a moment. Medal of Honor Mondays coming up an hour from now. Why all the Hitler talk from the communists? We're going to talk about illegal immigration. The Washington Post getting saner? Why they keep missing the mark with men? We're going to discuss Dome turning our intelligence agencies into DEI nightmares. And courage versus cowardice. All that, emails, voicemails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. Let's have a very serious talk. And this is a talk that is going to matter for our future as a country, and it's going to apply to you. Not to the guy next to you, not to the lady in traffic. You are going to have to get ready. How do you feel about violence? Are you against it at all times? I am always against violence. I would assume you answered no to that, because very few people are. But when should it be applied? How should it be applied? Let's do this. Let's walk through this. Because we're about to have a long talk on immigration, illegal immigration, things like that. But let's have a discussion here. What if you wanted to come take my ice maker from my house? You want to walk into my home and you, overwhelmed with jealousy because I have a countertop ice maker and you do not, you decide you're going to come take it. Okay? Me, as you know, I treasure my ice maker more than life itself. So I don't want you to have it. I stand out in front of my house and I am going to work security. You want to come in? You want to take my ice maker? I'm in front of my house. I'm going to stop you. Now, it's an ice maker. Let's be honest. It's been a funny joke. I do love it, but it's been a funny joke. But it's not life and death. But I say to you, you're not allowed to have it. Should violence be on the table when it comes to me protecting my home and my ice maker? Should it be an option? Let's say you're a very, very kind, nice person. Maybe you are. Let's say right away that you're uncomfortable already. I don't know. It's an ice maker. I don't know about violence. Okay, so let's go with that. Let's assume violence is not on the table. So how's that look? I'm standing in front of my home and you show up and you say, Jesse, I'm coming in to take your ice maker. And I say, no, you're not. Jesse, I'm coming in. I'm walking past right now. No, you're not. You're not allowed. Don't. Jesse, I'm coming in. If I'm not allowed to commit an act of violence of any kind against you, if I'm not allowed to commit an act of violence to enforce the rule, to enforce the law, to protect what is mine, then the law, the rule, the whatever, doesn't matter at all. If violence isn't on the table, you're simply going to stroll right past me. You're going to open up my front door. You're going to walk into my kitchen. You're going to grab my ice maker, and you're going to walk out with it. You see, violence has to be on the list of things that is allowed in order to have any kind of security for anything in the world. Why is there a big burly bouncer at that bar you tried to get into when you're younger, or maybe you tried to get into last night? Why did they hire some big buff young dude there? Because violence is on the table should you try to get into the bar when you're not allowed to be into the bar. No, it shouldn't be option one. Hey, can I come in? Bang, right in the jaw. Of course that shouldn't be option one. But if you were known, if it had been made known to you that he was not under any circumstances allowed to lay his hands on you, then you would simply walk into the bar. Why wouldn't you? What's stopping you? Violence is how you do security. And let's take it a step further. Let's say you've made entry into my home. You don't belong there. It's my home. I own it. It's my home. And you're in there and you're grabbing my ice maker. Should violence be on the table as a way to get you out? How can I get you out without it? Maybe violence involves restraining you in some way. Maybe violence involves something non-lethal, like a non-lethal pistol launcher. Maybe it involves shooting you in the chest with a pepper ball. So there, you're debilitated. That's still violence. You're alive, but that's still violence. Or, and this is what would happen if you ever came into my home, what if I just killed you? There would be no warnings. There would be no pepper balls. If you're in my home for any reason and you weren't invited, you're going to die. I will kill you. And is that wrong or is it necessary? I'm assuming you're still with me. It's necessary, right? So let's have a discussion about your heart and my heart and what is good and what is bad, what is right and what is wrong, what is evil and what is not. Let's have a discussion about our country, our nation. Because it's getting a lot of play in the media. Mass deportation, mass deportation. In fact, this little clip from Tom Holman, this little clip is making the rounds. I bet you've heard the clip a lot. Tom Holman, when he says, well, yeah, we can separate families. The families have to be deported together. We'll get to that point in a moment. But more importantly than that, I want you to listen to the question.
We have seen one estimate that says it would cost $88 billion to deport a million people a year.
I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Is that what American taxpayers should expect?
What price do you put on national security? Is that worth it?
Is there a way to carry out mass deportation without separating families?
I'm going to stop before he gets to his awesome comments. Yeah, you separate them together. You hear what she's already doing? If Donald Trump is going to be elected this November, well, it's about a week and a day, right, Chris? Week and a day. A week and a day from now, if Donald Trump is going to be elected, and I believe he will. Maybe I'm wrong, but I believe he will. And I'm hopeful he will. If he is to be elected, and if he is to attempt to carry out
mass deportation of any kind. You, not just him, you are going to have to learn to steel your heart for violence. Not from you, not from you. I don't want you to do nothing illegal, nothing illegal. You keep yourself legal. But in order to enforce a border, violence has to be on the table. You realize that? And you realize that's not crazy right-wing talk. That's how every nation has enforced its border throughout the history of the world. You understand that violence should be an option for our Border Patrol agents, and that's not crazy. Stop, you can't come in. Stop, you can't come in. Stop, you can't come in. Bang! That's how that goes. That's how you protect a nation. And you understand that violence is going to be necessary to remove the 20, 30, 40 million people who are here illegally. It's going to involve tears, violence, arrests. Someone may bump their head, twist their ankle. You may see somebody bleed. Are you okay with that? Are you ready for that? And I ask you specifically because my great concern, and in my opinion, the likely outcome is this. Donald Trump gets elected. We have the House. We have the Senate. We have a Trump presidency. And Trump begins to put the people in place and the policies in place to mass deport people. And what's going to come, it's already begun. You heard her question. It's already begun. What is going to come is the largest propaganda effort in the history of mankind to stop what the globalist communists have always wanted, the mass importation of barbarians to replace the patriotic American. And the propaganda effort, maybe you think you will be immune to it. Maybe you're puffing out your chest as you listen to me right now and you're saying, Jesse, not me. Jesse, I don't care. Jesse, I'm ready. But you have to understand, as a good person, the propaganda effort is going to be aimed squarely at you. You are the target. Don't you want to be nice? Well, we can do this empathetically. Let's be, wait, we don't have to be mean. Have you uttered these words? Have you thought these words? If you have, and most people have, it's time to prepare your heart to set aside what is nice and embrace what is necessary. We'll continue on this in a moment. Speaking about continuing what is necessary, doing what is necessary. It's a very difficult thing to defend a nation. You see what's happening in Israel right now. To defend a people, it's very difficult. It's difficult to attack an enemy while protecting the people you care about back home. IFCJ has been the private hands and feet protecting Israeli citizens back home as the war has raged on. How did those bunkers get there? The flak jackets. How did the emergency food get there? How did these things get there? IFCJ is the one providing armored ambulances and everything else so people can live. Providing life, that's what you're doing. Support IFCJ.org. Support IFCJ.org. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, it's a Medal of Honor Monday. Of course, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, or you can always leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. We are discussing you and me. We're not even discussing illegal immigration or mass deportation. We're discussing your heart and my heart and getting ourselves ready, because here is what has happened every single time for the 43 years of my lifetime. Anytime there is a massive cultural movement that is genuine pushback against the communist monsters, every single time this has ever happened, the communists have launched a propaganda campaign aimed at you, and the right has faltered. The shields have never locked. We will lose too many people, and we will, in the end, we will fail in the end. And if mass deportation and genuine border security is to be implemented by a, Lord willing, upcoming Trump administration, I, you, me, all of us, we must stand strong, shields locked, against the propaganda effort. And again, I want to encourage you with this. You can stand strong, but you had better understand what they're going to do. What did they do with St. George Floyd? What did they do? They went right after your heart. They showed you that video. Look at him. Look at him. He's crying. He's calling for mommy. He's crying. He's crying. He's crying. What, are you happy with that? Are you happy he died? What, are you some kind of racist? Do you hate black people? I bet you hate black people. I bet you're racist. You're racist. You're racist. Let us eliminate the cops. We don't need cops. Let us turn all the animals loose. You been, what? Are you racist? Are you a racist? And people on the right, maybe not you, but maybe it was you, if you're being honest. People on the right began to falter almost immediately. Well, I mean, we should be nicer about that. Maybe we do need police reform. Trump himself sat down for a cop roundtable with that loser Tim Scott. Maybe we do need police reform. I don't know. I'm very uncomfortable. Immediately, the right caved. Immediately began to rout, and we lost. As a result now, American cities are war zones. Murder, rape, arson, through the roof, a direct result of the activism that took place after the death of St. George Floyd, and a direct result of the right faltering and getting weak. What did they do during COVID? Did they say, just take the shot? No, they didn't. They went after your heart. Don't you care about your grandma? Your grandma. What about grandpa? Maybe you want grandpa to die. Right after your heart, and it worked. Maybe not on you specifically, but on the right, it worked. I remember it like it was yesterday. I watched pundit after pundit, politician after politician. Well, I am wearing my mask. Hey, we're all vaccinated here. I promise. We're super vaccinated. You said I had to get vaccinated, and you said I was going to kill grandma, but I don't want to kill grandma. So I got vaccinated, and now I'm bragging to you about being vaccinated. Already lost. Go. Game over. Lost. Caved. Immediately. And look, these are two isolated ones because they're the two biggest ones. But what will come when mass deportation begins at any level will be propaganda that dwarfs both of those things. Dwarfs it. It'll make COVID look like a pimple on a rhino's butt. It'll be nothing compared to the crying women, the children. They've already got former ICE guys out there saying, well, I mean, this won't make us safer.
The idea that you're going to take the FBI or the Marshal Service or the Bureau of Prisons or the Secret Service or FEMA off of their mission sets that protect our communities will not make us safer.
Already 60 minutes. Are we prepared to separate the families?
Oh. We have seen one estimate that says it would cost $88 billion to deport a million people a year.
I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Is that what American taxpayers should expect?
What price do you put on our national security? Is that worth it?
Is there a way to carry out mass deportation without separating families?
You don't want to separate families. They're families. Shoot, we haven't even had the election yet. It's in a week and a day. They're already finding the families. But we belong here. We pay taxes and eat pupusas.
We are a normal family like anybody else. Right? We go to church. We work every day. We pay taxes.
She's among the more than 500,000 undocumented immigrants brought to the country as children who are protected from deportation under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, known as DACA.
I'm the only one right now that's like protected while my parents are not, my brothers are not. My brothers have children that are born here. So if they were to get deported, what will happen to their kids? Although I have my life here, I think that I would take the decision to go back with my parents.
They already found a crying woman and her family. What about my brothers? What about my mama? What about my papa? Are you ready? And they even had the sad kids at the breakfast table. Oh, where are we going to eat our tortillas? already going after your heart. It will be aimed at you. And this is but a taste of what is to come. And if you falter, Trump will. He will. Please don't think that he's going to be your strength. You had better be his. If he doesn't look out and see universal shields locked behind him, supporting him, if the right does what it has done every single time and begins to rout, Trump will rout too, and it won't happen. I guarantee you. Are you ready? Are you ready to withstand the largest propaganda effort in human history? I hope so. A little bit more on this, then we'll move on. Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, we have Middle of Honor Monday coming up a half hour from now. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, and iTunes. Don't forget to leave a review and a 5-star rating. Make sure in your review you discuss how handsome I am. Let's get back to the, let's finish up this talk. Tom Homan goes on 60 Minutes last night, talks about deporting entire families. Donald Trump gets up at a rally and does what he's been doing. We will have mass deportation, largest mass deportation. The words that are coming out now are right and good. The mindset is right now. The question is, are you getting yourself ready
for the communists to use your values against you. He doesn't share your values, none of them. Don't listen when he quotes scripture to you. Don't listen when he says, oh, well, is that what Jesus would want? Don't ever let the devil quote scripture to you, ever. Don't let him do that. But they have done that very, very successfully. Long ago, they mastered using your values against you. And it's not that I want you to stop being a good person, a kind person, a person who wants to love others and do for others. These are good values. These are the things you want to be in life. But we have to understand the difference between kindness and niceness. We have to understand that enforcing the law, it doesn't look pretty. It doesn't look nice. And we not only have to be accepting of it, we have to be encouraging of it. Every single person wants to lose weight. I guess not every single person, but we've all been there at some point. I know you're looking and saying, well, Jesse, you're skinny. I've been too fat before plenty of times. Little beer belly, too fat. Everyone says, I want to lose weight. That's not the issue. The question is, do you want to sweat? Do you want your muscles to be sore? Do you want to give up the morning donut? Do you want to have to do that thing when you're sitting down on the toilet because yesterday was leg day and now your legs hurt so bad you feel like you can't move? That is the question. Everyone says they want mass deportation. I want border security. I want the illegals gone. Everyone says it. The question is, are you ready for the sweat? Are you ready for the crying? Are you ready for the insane propaganda?
He's not going to say, oh, you're with a white guy. I'm going to keep you from being deported. No, he's going to deport you and put the white guy with someone else. The man is out there.
And let us understand something. This is from, I'm going to give them credit for it, Data Hazard. This is from Data Hazard. Listen to these numbers. You think maybe we can get out of mass deportation? Before I read you these percentages, I'm about to read you the percentages of these nations that have come into the United States of America just under Biden-Harris. Before I read you the percentages, remember, these are the bottom percentages of every country. You get a group of 50 people, there'll be a bottom one or two scumbags in there guaranteed. You get a town of 1,000 people, there's going to be 50 scumbags in there, guaranteed. You get a nation of 300 million, you're going to have a bottom 5, 10%. That's your dumbest, your poorest, your most violent, your most evil, a bottom barrel population. Now, what part of the population of nations do you think come here illegally? You think it's the tippy top? Think the best and brightest? All the smartest, hardworking? Or would you say, for the most part, it's the bottom? Now, allow me to read you the percentages. 6.5% of Nicaragua, now here in the last 3 years. 6.1% of Cuba, 5.9% of Honduras, 4% of Haiti, the biggest dump on the planet, 2.9% of El Salvador, 3.2% Guatemala, 2.9% El Salvador, 2.7% Venezuela, on and on and on it goes. We have taken all the criminal filth from all these countries, and they're all here now. Oh, but wait, there's more. God forbid these people have knocked somebody up or gotten knocked up. The children they're about to have will be American citizens because of the insane way we have interpreted birthright citizenship in this country, which is not right. It's not lawful. It's not constitution. It must change as well. So even if you think Johnny Scumbag for Nicaragua should be deported, God forbid he's had 3 or 4 kids while he's been here. Congratulations, American citizens. 18 years from now, they'll be canceling out your son or daughter's vote. And we cannot get back in shape without sweat. And we cannot possibly save this country of ours without pain. Without, let's be honest, arresting someone is violent. It is. We can't save the country without violence. Men, women, children, they must be rounded up and they must go. They must. at the border as well. The days of, well, I mean, I guess we're just going to have to process them longer. These days have to stop. It's time to begin turning people away at gunpoint at the border. That's not crazy or right wing. That's border security. That's what it looks like. And that's how countries around the world enforce their border. Go to Egypt. Go to Egypt and watch how they handle anybody coming in from Palestine illegally. It's not crazy, barbaric. That's how you enforce a border. Go to Turkey. Look at how they enforce their borders. Countries around the world enforce their borders with violence because without violence, there is no security. It's simply not. Why do we have to do it different here? Without violence, there is no security. That's the bottom line. Is your kind heart ready for it? It's a question. Kind heart, let's do some emails. Jesse, I'm 38 years in my postal career. I've seen a decline with recent hires. Their attitude and attention is more to their phones and less to the job at hand. I'm 67 and old school, but my experience, there's been four basic things one need to do in order to be considered employer gold. I'm always on time. I don't leave early. I don't gossip. And when I'm handed a special detail, I don't say anything until it's done. Sounds simple and reasonable. It certainly does, because those are my lines. That's my saying. But listen, I did want to, this is GC from New York. He listens on the wonderful 710 WOR. Love you, WOR. Okay, I wanted to read this really quickly because I wanted to do a couple things. Remember this, if you're struggling to find work, struggling to stay employed, I know it's a crappy economy. Those four things sound simple, and they are simple. If you do them, you're in the top 5 to 10% of all employees. You show up on time. You don't leave early. You don't office gossip. And when the boss tells you to do something, you don't come back at some point and ask him for help doing it. You don't come back and tell him it's too hard. You don't come back and tell him why it couldn't get done. In fact, he doesn't see your freaking face again until you show up with the job done. Sounds very, very simple. It is. Most people cannot do it. That's one. Two. We talk about kids. This sounds like we're totally, we'll get back to politics in a minute, but we talk about kids a lot and culture a lot and teaching people things a lot. And I have said to you before, because of social media and technology now, I'm not being old fogey Jesse, but we all have smartphones now and computers and all this stuff. Because of that now, we parents today have a burden that no other parent has ever had in the history of the world. You have a unique burden that no other parent has ever had to deal with. You have to teach your child how to have a conversation. This is something that simply happened naturally every other generation in human history. Now, because of the technology, now it doesn't. But what does that mean? Teaching someone to have a conversation. I'll give you one very simple thing that I've begun doing with my sons with great success. You ready for that? Before we get to that, let's get to this. Speaking of my sons, I was harassing them this morning. I owe GovX actually a debt of gratitude. I'm not happy with my t-shirt selection. Now, here's what I mean. Chris, let me explain. I have 10 t-shirts. You know, I have my t-shirt drawer like everyone else. I've got one or two that are super soft and comfortable. The others are just kind of average. I've acquired these t-shirts, you know, Christmas gifts over the year. And so I needed some comfy shirts. My sons, who are very tired of hearing me talk about GovX, watched me pull up GovX's website today, and it was the best. What's GovX? It's the website with everything. Honestly, you want some Ray-Bans? They're at GovX. Bunch of shirts? GovX. My knee sleeves, where'd I get them? GovX. You want a Yeti cooler? GovX. Gear, hunting gear, knives, optics. You want to go to on a cruise somewhere, vacation, a concert. If you are current or former military or law enforcement, you get a free membership and discounts, huge ones on everything. Go get $15 free at GovX when you use the code Jesse. Membership is free. Use the code Jesse, $15 for free. How about that? All right, we'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I cannot wait for what? Well, for emails. I'm going to get back to the emails a little bit. We have to discuss a couple other things. First of all, Dome is focused on her internal polling.
Can you give us a sense of your internal polling at the campaign and how that is making or influencing your decisions on what to do over the next 9 days?
So, to be very frank with you, my internal polling is my instinct. I let the campaign people deal with all that other stuff.
Do you want to hear something great? And this is what happens. This is what happens when you isolate yourself. We talk about this a lot anymore. When you isolate yourself to your ivory tower, to your bubble, when you look down on people for so long that you stop intermingling with them and you stop talking to them, because you don't care about them, what happens is you will eventually hate them and you will not be able to relate to them at all. We talk a lot about the three characteristics all of our cultural leaders have in common now. What are they? Everyone knows them who's listening to this show. One, they have no connection to the real world. No, wait, that's the second one. That's what I was going to leave with. One, they hate their country, or at least don't love it. Right? They don't love it. They don't wake up in the morning and stress about America. They don't. That doesn't cross their mind. That's a big part of it. Two, no connection to the real world, to how normal people live. And three, they see themselves as kings and queens. We focus a lot on one and three, but two we don't talk about as often. Here's a great example of it. Remember, Kamala Harris's people knew she was going to have an issue. They pull everything. They knew this before she was officially the nominee. They pull everything. They're always testing the public. Call 1,000 people here. Call 1,000 people there. They understood that a far-left valley girl from California, no matter what her stated policies are, no matter what how popular or unpopular the Biden-Harris administration was, a valley girl, a lefty valley girl from California, was going to have a difficult time with men. And the Democrat Party already understands, it's already built in, they will be behind with men in every election. The same way Republicans are behind with women in every election, Democrats are behind with men. But every election is just about kind of mitigating the losses. It's not that Republicans are going to win the woman vote ever. It's that, hey, we just don't want to lose 80% of it. Democrats, same kind of thing. They know they're not going to win men. It's not in the cards. They are the party of women. It's run by women. The women control all the messaging. They get all that. But they can't lose 60, 65% of men because you've lost too many. You can't win the election. They know that. What did they do? What was the plan? The fallback plan was, I can't stop laughing about it. The fallback plan was Tim Walz. Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota. Guy who, since he's been elected governor of Minnesota, has governed like a far-left nutball. The far-left nutball, which he actually is. But Democrats have so isolated themselves in the coasts. They're either in the coasts or they're in the worst neighborhoods that they don't know how to relate to normal people. They don't understand your concerns. Remember how many people, here's a good example of this. Remember how many people during COVID, how many media people, we'll focus on media people, how many commies in the media during COVID said something along the lines of, just stay home. It's just 2 weeks. Why can't you stay home? It's just 3 weeks. Just stay home. And remember how upset I got? Those were the rare times when I would raise my voice. I don't like yelling. I don't like stressing you out. I got stressed about it because I have lived, honestly, most of my life with either an hourly job, construction, washing dishes, things like that, or when I was selling RVs, a job where I have to go to work to pay my bills. But if you work in the media, and you've never been in any of those fields, if you've never lived how a normal person has lived, you still get a paycheck. You can do a Zoom call for your latest hit on MSNBC. So for you, It's very easy to just tell a guy who needs time and a half to make the mortgage, to make the car payment. It's easy to look at him and say, just stay home, peasant. No relation to how normal people live. Well, when they were looking for a guy to appeal to normal middle-class Americans, they went for Tim Walz. And they apparently did vet him about the stolen valor stuff and didn't think it was a big deal from what we understand now. For normal guy, not political guy, not hard right guy, it's a big deal. I told you when all that stuff was coming out, I'm on a group text with a bunch of my Marine buddies that has never gotten political. They all know what I do and they're rooting for me. It's never gotten political. It's a bunch of inappropriate jokes and things like that that would get us all fired if they ever came to light. And that is the only time that text has ever gotten political. Universal hatred of Tim Walz for running out on his guys before they deploy. It was immediate. These are normal guys. Most of these guys don't even vote. Trust me, I've tried. But they were immediately disgusted. This piece of crap. And then they tried to act like Walz was a football coach. And Walz, today, he had to delete it because the backlash was so bad. He played a video game, a football video game called Madden with AOC, which that really relates to dudes, play a video game with some harpy woman. And he puts online, he says this, AOC can run a mean pick six. You don't run a pick six. Anyone who's, you don't have to coach. Anyone who's watched football understands a pick six. This is universal. It's not isolated. A pick six is when you throw the ball, the other team intercepts the ball, and they run it all the way back for a touchdown. That's known as a pick six. They dragged this guy out and called him a football coach, and he doesn't know what a pick six is. They've spent so much time divorced from normal people. They don't even know how to pretend anymore. It makes me freaking laugh. It gives me the snickers something fierce. All right, we'll get into Medal of Honor Monday next, and then we'll do some propaganda, all kinds of stuff still to come on the show. Before we do that, let's do, well, where do you put your money? At a time of inflation, out of control inflation, and let's be honest, no matter what happens, the spending isn't going to stop. Inflation's going to continue. Where do you put your money? When the value of the dollar goes down, where do you put your money? Well, real estate. I've told you, land, precious metals, and real estate. Done for you real estate is your ticket to that. Done for you real estate. You start creating a portfolio of rental homes. You'll start with one. I know you're not made of money. This is for normal people, not millionaires. A portfolio of rental homes. You might find yourself with three of them, six of them, 10 of them. Tax-free income pouring into your bank, something to pass down to your kids, and something that's not going to get wiped out as the dollar does. Sound good? Go to doneforyoujesse.com and find out how. Doneforyoujesse.com. All right? 2 hours left, but it's Medal of Honor Monday time. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.